Oh, hey! You're still here. I thought I was the only one left in the building. Really? Is that true? As the boss, you always have to be the last to leave. Well, that's why you get the big bucks, I guess. Hey, just before you go home, can I ask you something quickly? What's that? Leave the door open? Sure. Can I ask why? Really? You never have meetings with a female colleague behind a closed door? Why not? Okay. Yeah, well, I guess with all the Me Too stuff lately, I suppose it does make sense. But the fact that you, of all people, feel compelled to keep the door open, I think it's a bit of a shame, actually. I mean, even though, technically, you are my supervisor, you always treat me very professionally, as a complete equal, and despite the difference in our ages and where we are in our careers. Oh, oops, sorry, I didn't want to make you feel old. Well, I feel like I can talk to you about anything. That hasn't always been the case. I've had quite a few male bosses who think that their power over me means they can paw me whatever they want to. They're always touching my arm or brushing against my ass, and if they're not doing that, then they're making these thinly veiled sexual references or cracking dirty jokes just to watch my reaction. It's so gross. So immature. But the worst is when they take a suggestion I've made and they pretend they don't hear it, then later I found out that they stole my idea and took all the credit for it. I mean, it's just so unfair, so unethical. Oh God, sorry, am I ranting? What? You think it's a justified rant? Well, thank you. See, that response of yours, right there, that's why I think of you as a mentor, and that's why you don't need to keep your office door open when we're chatting. In fact, I'm going to close it right now. There. See? The world hasn't exploded. You haven't suddenly started to attack me. You're not trying to tear my clothes off. sorry. Aww, I've made you blush. Okay. Let's talk about something else. So, how's your wife? Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. No, I hadn't heard you two were having problems. I usually just tune out all that personal gossip. What? You've been living in a hotel how long? What happened? Really? She met someone else? Oh no. That's awful. Look, I hope I'm not crossing over any boundaries here, but I just have to say, I think she's crazy. If it was me, well, that must be really hard on you. God, you poor thing. So, can I say something? And if it gets, well, too inappropriate, just let me know, okay? So, from my perspective, as a younger woman, okay, I know, you're not that old. Well, I think you're still, you know, quite attractive. No, I mean it, totally. You keep in shape, you dress in a far hipper way than most other guys your age, and you seem excited by life. Yes, you do. I mean, you're always trying new things. You go out to movies or music all the time, and whenever I make a reference that I think only someone of my generation will get, well, you usually pick up on it. So you've got a lot going for you, right? In fact, if you were on my screen, I'd swipe right. Oh, fuck. Did I just say that? Oh God, I am so sorry. That was so inappropriate. I don't know why I just blurted it out. Please. Please forget I ever said anything. Please. What? You're flattered. You take it as a compliment? Whew, that's a relief. Thanks for being understanding. I swear I'll never say anything like that again. What? What do you mean, for the record? For the record. What? You'd swipe right too, if you saw me. Oh God, now I'm the one who's blushing. Ugh, my face must be crimson right now. Well, thank you. That's very sweet of you. Oh no. No, it's nothing. It's just your desk. It looks so familiar. Did that used to be the one in the conference room? Oh, it did. Okay. That's how I know it. So you moved it in here, eh? Yes. Yes, I agree. It's a really nice piece of furniture. And it brings back some memories for me of better times. What memories? Well, shit. I never should have said anything. Let's move on. Can we? What do you mean? You can guess. No, believe me. You could never guess. Not in a million years. Did it involve my boyfriend? Well, yes, though he's my ex-boyfriend now. How did you know? What? You saw us that night. You mean having sex on that table? Oh my God, I am so embarrassed. I mean, it was late. We were sure we were the only ones left in the building. Didn't you make a noise to warn us, or switch on the lights or something? And why didn't you say anything to me afterwards? What do you mean it had nothing to do with you? It was at work, for God's sake. I was having sex in the workplace. You'd have been totally within your rights to fire me. I mean, that's the very definition of unprofessional conduct. What is it? You've got this weird look on your face. Come on. Tell me. No. Nuh-uh. You don't get to stay silent after you've embarrassed me like that. What is it? You liked it? I don't understand. Liked what? Seeing me. Seeing me what? So abandoned to pleasure? Oh, fuck, I can't believe you saw me in that state. I'm mortified. And what else? Come on, you can say it. There's literally nothing you can disclose that will shock me now. That's why you moved the desk in here? So you could bring back the memory of me. The memory of me what exactly? Of me moaning, thrusting, and coming. Jesus, that's a lot to process. You know I could get you fired right now. You know that, right? Oh, hey, no. No, it's okay. There's no need to feel ashamed. I mean, your wife left you for another guy, so you've probably been celibate lately. Yeah? Well, then it's natural that you're feeling frustrated. And I'm sure your desire is running hot right now. And as regards to moving that desk to your office, just because you saw me making love on it, well, everyone has their fantasies, you know. I mean, I. It's just. Okay, I'll just come out and say it. I have fantasies too. Like the other day in that meeting in the conference room. Well, even though it wasn't the same table, I couldn't help but think about what had happened there. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the meeting, I had an image of myself just lying flat on my back, spread-eagled across the table. And I was completely naked while you were standing at the head of the table, fully clothed, and you were just watching me so intently. And that image of you staring at me while I was naked hit me so hard that well, when I got home, I lit some candles in the bathroom, poured myself some wine, got in the tub, and, well, can't you guess? I came just from touching myself and thinking about you, about how my body would feel if you came into me. Oh, fuck. I can't believe I just told you all. But the truth is, I'm aching. It's been so long since I've been touched, you know, in a sexual way. A little more. Oh God, I feel like my whole body is just wound so tightly. It's like I'm going to snap unless I'm released. Oh fuck, can you just. I can't believe I'm just saying this, but. I just want you inside of me. Is that wrong? No. There's no need to worry. It's just the two of us in here. No one else will ever know. Please. I just need to be fucked by someone who knows what he's doing. And I feel like you'd be a really skillful lover. I'd absolutely know that you'd make me come. And from the way that you're breathing so hard, I think you'd. You would, wouldn't you, Daddy? So please, would you help me cure this ache? I've imagined so many times how you'd take me, how good it would feel to have you fill me. No, I want you. You're not hitting on me, I'm seducing you. And right now, I think my body will burst if you don't touch me. There. Yes, quick, undo my pants. Just rip the buttons off if you have to. That's it. And I'll pull them down my legs. Yes, my panties too, quickly. No. Wait. Let me keep my blouse on. I feel more sexual if I'm partially clothed. Now, just lift me up and drape me over the table. Ooh, wow, you're pretty strong. I told you that you were in good shape. Now pose me. Just how you saw that night with my ex. I want to be in the exact same position that made you so excited. You want me like this? Okay, and here. Is this it? Good. So tell me, do I look sexy to you? Am I nice and firm? And what about this little strip of hair above my pussy? Do you like that, Daddy? After you fuck me, you can lick me there if you want. How do you like my sweet pink, glistening lips? Oh, look at how moist I am for you, baby. Look at those lips. All puffy and soft. Completely naked from the waist down for you. Why don't you watch me as I squirm in front of you? Move my hips. Just like this. Yeah. You like that? You like how I'm thrusting and bucking for you? Yeah, baby. Would you like to feel how soft and wet I am for you? Would you like to feel the head of your penis just slide into me? It's gonna feel so good. My lips are spread apart and your cock fills me up. Something I've wanted for so long. No. Don't take your pants off. Keep your clothes on. Just pull your cock out. That's it. No. Don't get it caught in the zipper. Oh, it's so beautiful. I love that head. It looks like you need some release too, right, baby? Poor daddy. Has it been a long time? Well, don't worry, baby. That big and gorgeous head is soon going to be gliding in and out of my soft pussy lips. Here, let me bring my knees up. Babe, yes, put your arms under my legs. Oh. Yes, grab hold of my feet and spread me wide. No, no foreplay. No, I don't need it. Please just put it in me. I need it inside of me. Please, babe. Oh, daddy. I'm just dripping wet for you. Oh, yeah. Slide it in. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. Oh. So ready for you. As soon as I felt your cock just slide between my lips, I wanted to come right away. My body was just desperate to be filled. I fantasized about this for so long. About you making love to me, about feeling you inside of me. So that when it just happened, I lost all control. I love that feeling. Just giving myself totally to you. Oh, fuck. Did I just ask you to breed me? And did I call you daddy? What was that all about? Maybe it's because it's the first time I've been with an older man. I really don't want to fuck my dad. Oh no, did you hear that? Oh my god, is that the cleaners? Oh shit. It is. No, yes, it is. Quick, 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 zip yourself up. We've gotta get out of here.